This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason here, joined by Caleb Ryan, Dean Garcia. Tanner Black still in the booth with us, hanging out. Former Bobcat pitcher, now member of the Colorado Rockies organization, doing his thing, getting saves, getting wins. He's just the utility pitcher. Whatever you need, he can do.
Doing everything they need.
I like he was telling us before. He's like, got drafted as a relief pitcher, shows up, and is like, okay, by the way, you're starting. coming right in. Which, hey, he could do, because he can do that. It's how good this guy is. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, when we left off, Texas State football is going on. Obviously, we've got Tulsa this weekend, going to be another tough game on the road. Want to get that first road victory, get back to 500 as well, sitting at 1-2 on the season right now. Couple last things I wanted to mention, again, we want to shut down that running game like we didn't against Illinois. Tulsa sophomore running back James Flanders just has 30 attempts on the season. That's not a lot going through three games. He is averaging 4.5 yards a carry, so I don't want to say he's not dangerous because we can see what he do, but he doesn't get a lot of work, and I think the secondary will probably be in for a pretty good test this week as well. Six sacks on the season for Texas State. Like to see him get after the quarterback just a little bit more. It's a pretty good round number, though. I like six a lot.
Well, if you think about it, they only, like, Navy, I can't get any sacks in that game, so.
Very true. Did not think. That's why we keep this guy around. And they say he's only good at social media.
They say that?
Well.
I've never heard that.
I don't know. People I hang out with say it. Only nine tackles for loss on the season for Texas State, as opposed to they've given up 21 on the season. I think they could rectify that just a little bit, try and get after that running back, that quarterback, just a little bit more. All right, it's that time. Let's do a little predictions. Who's got a score and player of the game, if you will, gentlemen?
Taylor?
I think Dean gets to go first.
I'm going to go with Tyler Jones. I mean, it's kind of cliche, being the starting quarterback.
Kind of.
I'm not picking the same player every week. Like, somebody over there in the corner.
I have not chose my player yet. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because someone usually takes Jafis before you.
Don't say it out loud.
I'm going to go with Tyler, just because I think he's got to keep it going. I mean, he didn't really have that great of a game against Navy. And then he threw a timely pick six in the Illinois game. So I think he has to kind of bounce back from that. And so I'm going to go with 35-24 Bobcats.
I like.
That was like a very backhanded player of the game. Like, anyways, we mentioned his big play last game. I'm going to go with the two-sport player, Colby Targan. I think that, you know, we mentioned how many interceptions this team gives up and stuff. I'm looking for Colby Targan to come up with another one here, man. And score? I don't even see this one being close, man. I'm going to go 27-7.
Bobcats, I assume?
Bobcats, yes. Yeah, I don't even see it being close.
Yeah, I like it as well. My player is not Jafis Gaines, thank you very much. Although, we all know Jafis is one of the best players on the team. He's not the best players on the team. He's so fast, he's so good. I can rant for days about Jafis Gaines. I'm actually picking Brad Miller for this one as well. I expect us to work the middle of the field quite a lot. I know we've got a lot of speed on the outside at wide receiver, and just kind of keep these Tulsa guys off a little bit. A little slant route, a little post route going down there. Wouldn't mind seeing him catch six or seven balls. 75 to 100 yards and a touchdown. Just stomp him. I don't think it's going to be close either. I tend to agree with Caleb as well. I'm actually going to go 24-10. I think the Cats can open up a pretty decent lead to start it off with, hold it throughout the game. Maybe Tulsa gets close just a little bit before the Cats put another score on the board. Jason Dan redeems himself, hits a field goal, 35-yard field goal, I'm going to call that right now, from Jason Dan. That gets him to 24 and not wins the game, but puts it out of reach for Tulsa.
I just got to see more from the defense before I start saying lower scores than 24.
All right. Face John Thompson. He's fired up on practice the other day. It was good stuff. Well, there you have it, guys. Picks all around for the Bobcats. Should be a nice weekend in Tulsa, I think. A couple of guys already hit it up there. Not sure about the weather. Not going to tell you it's going to be nice and sunny, because
last time that happened,
It was wrong. All right. Well, coming up tonight, if you're just hunkering for some football, you can tune in right here on KTSW. We're actually going to broadcast the San Marcos High School football game. Yours truly will be on the colors. Zach Covey's going to be joining me for a play-by-play. Hyphen, you're broadcasting this, aren't you?
I am.
Nice,
I I didn't want to get a false start by, you know, saying that I was, you know, going to be on here and stuff. I was going to wait my turn.
That's a rough shot there. Last week, of course, San Marcos falls to 1-2. They began conference play with a 27-24 loss to Seguin at home in Bobcat Stadium. Was their last game. Would like to see them gone out. What Caleb's referencing is 12 false start penalties on San Marcos. It was rough. 19 penalties overall. A lot of I can guarantee you what Coach Soto was talking to these kids about. It's going to be penalties.
Learn the snap count.
Yeah, pretty much. David Hamilton, though, the phenomenal junior quarterback, got 221 rushing yards last week. That brings him up to 883 on the season. He's still averaging 280 rushing yards a game. You know, nothing big.
I heard they put him on kickoff return. They snuck him in.
It worked, man. They put him in on kickoff return. He got it. He returned it for the winning touchdown, and wouldn't you know it, there's a flag on the play, holding penalty.
At least it wasn't a false start.
There we go. I personally did not see that holding penalty that they called. I saw one later down the field, so I didn't feel all that bad about the flag, but it was electric. It was like, oh, he's coming in. Oh, my God, the kicker actually kicked him the ball and ran all the way up the field, got the touchdown. Unfortunately, it gets nullified. They are taking on San Antonio Memorial tonight. Kickoff's going to be at 7:30. We'll probably be on about 7:20, 7:25. Tune in right here at KTSW to hear that game.
So what do you think? Prediction real quick?
San Antonio Memorial is
defeated.
Yeah, they are 0-4 on the season. They are not looking quite good. I would expect San Marcos to come out in a redemption game. If they want to hang 45, 50 points on them, that'd be all right.
I'm ready for next week. Go out to the new stadium.
Yeah. Next week, hopefully. We're keeping our fingers crossed. I haven't gotten the 100% A-OK, yeah, it's happening yet, but I think it is. The new San Marcos High School Stadium should be open by next week.
Still waiting on the paint to dry.
Get that turf down. Got to water the turf a little bit.
What kind of paint are they using, man?
Gold plated.
It's been two weeks now.
Sparkly. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen. Yeah, I think San Marcos should handle this one pretty well. But tune in tonight, 7:30, right here on KTSW, San Marcos High School Sports. High school football versus San Antonio Memorial. Well, all right.
All right.
Let's move right along to, I told you I'd give you some Major League Baseball.
I know you did.
You're right? All right. Wait, Rangers.
I wish we had someone in here that knew what baseball was.
You know?
If
somebody that was good about baseball that could, like, teach us. I will find one of these days, I guess. If you're just tuning in, Taylor Black is joining us in the studio. Great to have him here. Former Bobcat, current pitcher for the Colorado Rockies organization. Wishing him all the best. Want to thank you for joining us here.
Quick, does it get old hearing that?
No. You know, it's weird to hear it, but it's also nice. You know, I just know that hard work paid off, and I'm proud to say it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, not many people can get that said about them. So if you're one of them, I say, you know, go for it.
Do you ever like introduce yourself as that? Like you're like walking up to the grocery store and you're like, "Hey, Taylor Black, Colorado Rockies."
No,
you're like, dude, cause that's what I would do. It just automatically.
No, but usually it comes up somehow in a conversation. Like, "Oh, hey, what do you do?" Well,
I throw a ball for a living.
Well, I'm living at home right now. Well, why? Let me tell you why.
My job's seasonal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great, man.
Have you gotten the reaction like, okay, you're kidding me, what do you really do for a living yet?
I have. I was in the mall the other day, and a guy asked me, why do I have a Colorado Rockies hat on in Texas? And I said, well, because I play for him. He said, no, you don't. I said, okay. And he's like, prove it to me. So I showed him my phone, and he's like, oh, wow.
Could you sign this thing for me? Like,
he's like
that.
The first person that's ever been like truly on the team has told me, so.
Wow.
Awesome stuff. There you go. Celebrity status right here in San Marcos.
Contract or something? Like.
Yeah, right. I showed him the MILB. I was like, look, it's me.
Check it out right there. And that's the site we use to keep everybody updated on the stats that were going on. So, hey, good job on the Rangers. 2-1 win over Oakland as Oakland continues their just cliff dive.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there in California.
But you were excited about something else, weren't you?
I mean, I was for a little while. I was so excited.
It's been a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it was between the team up in Colorado. We're not going to mention them right now because of their lack of winning. But it was between them, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Texas Rangers. And I mean, I wanted last place. I did. I wanted to see my guys play out and stuff, and see what they could really do. But I really wanted last place. But it's not going to happen. Arizona Diamondbacks have decided to seal that deal. So
Texas isn't really finishing strong in the losing department right
they're
now.
They're not, man. They look good right now. It really does. And as upset as I am about not getting that first draft pick, I love the way that these guys are playing right now, and it makes me excited to now go back into one of our pitchers and catchers report and stuff and just see what these guys can bring now that they've had a full season up in the majors, you know, at a time when they're not supposed to be there. So that's my rant.
Well, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Beltre had the walk-off home run.
Yeah.
We'll talk about another walk-off
here. First walk-off of the season for them.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I got, like, an Elias update. It was, like, now that the Rangers have hit a walk-off, it's, like, the first time since, like, 05 that all 30 teams have had one.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So.
Speaking of, like, okay, but just real quick, did you guys see the guy that, like, had a bet that,
the $5 bet?
About the Mets?
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
This is a Bears one.
No, this is a bet about the Mets that they would not, like, have a balk all year. And he was, like, within, what, three or four games away of doing it, and then they balked. And I was like, dude, no!
Oh,
like,
no!
I would be so upset.
I wonder what the odds were. Like,
I don't
what
know. I just saw the Twitter notifications.
That would hurt. That would hurt real bad.
No one had a book line on the Jeter's last hit being a walk-off.
You probably wouldn't have got odds. Everybody would have been like, yeah, he's going to do it, so it's okay. Like, don't talk about it right now. We're going to talk about it later. Come on. People are killing me around here.
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yes, that might be something I want to talk about. I cried a little bit. We'll talk about it later. Astros, their last game was a 5-1 loss to the Rangers. Feltman looked pretty good on that one, though. 6 innings, 4 hits, earned run, 4 walks, couple Ks. Think he hangs around moves along, you know. The Astros don't have quite the rotating door that they had, for in the past couple of years.
Kind
but
of keeping people now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Dallas Keuchel, you've got Colin McHugh that are not, I would say, established in the rotation. You look like those two guys might be around for a while, whether they're number ones through number threes or fours. Feltman, though, sometimes real good, sometimes real bad. What do you think? Hanging around next year, or is he?
I mean, I was a fan of Feltman whenever he was with the Rangers and stuff. But, I mean, the Astros are a team that are still in the up and up, I think. As long as they can keep these young guys healthy that they have, I see them being good for several more years and just continuing to get better and better.
What was the Sports Illustrated thing? 2017 World Championship?
Oh, yeah, the cover.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You never know.
You don't know that.
Old Delino DeShields come up and Korea.
I do love Delino, man.
Yeah, he's good stuff. Playing interleague against the Mets today. I'm sure there's the Mets. Maybe that is what I saw, and I just wasn't paying attention. Wasn't paying attention to it.
Where did the Rockies finish at?
Low, very very low. And again.
The bottom.
No, I meant like schedule wise. Like this weekend, where are they playing at?
Beats me.
He doesn't know.
I'm on vacation.
That's right. Yeah, he's done. He's good. Final thoughts on Major League. Actually, I have one more question for Taylor. Just about me, I got a film degree, and so, like, when I watch movies, you know, I enjoy them, but, like, I'm picking out little things here and there that, like, I could have done or I would have done it this way or anything like that. When you watch a baseball game and you watch watching a player pitch, are there things you notice, like, about his mechanics or, hey, he's doing, this looks a little bit different than what I saw him doing it, you know, another time? I guess if that makes sense. No, probably not.
I mean, I watch Adam Rosales, and I'm like, I would never play first base like that, but, I mean, that's understandable.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely guys that you kind of model yourself after, you know, because some guys are lefty, righty, and they have different arm slots, and you try to pick out someone who's kind of like you, and since they're professional, you want to, you know, why not be like them, since they're already there. But yeah, you just watch their body language, where their arm slot is, you know, how they go about their business, just the mechanics wise. Yeah, I mean, as a pitcher, you can definitely pick it up. Little things, help yourself out.
Can you tell when, like, a pitcher is, like, changing his arm slot, like, with different pitches, like, tipping off pitches?
Yeah, I practice just yesterday, and I could tell when some pitchers do the split finger, fastball, or changeup. Yeah, different arm slots, and slow their arm down, and you know, you don't see that much in the majors because, you know, it's all the same. It's just a robot.
That's why they're in the majors.
Yeah, it's a robot.
I say, there you go, the education of baseball right here on Bobcat Radio.
Inside of Taylor Black.
Exactly, where else are you going to get Taylor Black on the radio at 11 o'clock in the morning? Answer, nowhere, but here on Bobcat Radio. Final thoughts on baseball? We're going to move along to a little NFL action.
I would like...
Talk about your boy Jeter.
Oh, that's going to come at the end of the show, because I might get misty-eyed and then I have to get off.
Playing.
Yeah, like, oh, it's coming. I got it queued up.
Really quick, who do you pick to be in the World Series? I got Angels Nats. That's me.
I'm going to go with the Freeway Series. The
okay.
Dodgers Angels.
I like that. You know, Angels Dodgers might not be too bad. Man, I would have loved to see the A's make a run, but obviously that failed out of nothing. But
once, like, do you think they'll make the playoffs at least?
Yeah, I think they get in.
Once they get in, they kind of...
It would not surprise me to see them turn things around and do it, because they can go like to a smaller rotation and have
are
a,
we talking
have a
about?
Ace.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what we talked about like last week. They have almost too much pitching.
Yeah. Cespedes might come in handy when
right.
they're not getting those runs right now.
What would you rather have right now?
Cespedes
are done.
That's easy.
It does end up the freeway series. I'm just warning the Angels. Don't accidentally, you know, like, let the ball slip out of your hand and throw up Puig's feet, because... He doesn't fit. I mean, seriously, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
that was not. Okay, did you think it was on purpose?
No.
Thank
history,
you.
Though,
thank
it wasn't
you.
Yeah,
there's
definitely history there, but it didn't seem it was on purpose.
So, who's your World Series prediction, Taylor?
I'm going to go with you, and it's just Dodgers and Angels.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm the only one.
That's
Kershaw is just unreal.
Yeah.
She is.
Can he pitch every game?
Yeah, right? Back in the old days, like when
great
we were.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, well, they were running out the same pitcher every other day or every day.
Cy Young did it. Why can't he do it?
Come on, kids. Get your butt in gear. All right. Moving along. NFL Cowboys updates. Hey, big win last week. 34-31 win over the Rams. Rally from a 21-point deficit. Romo hits Dez, who I guess they just forgot to cover Dez. Cause
did
it was,
start, like, on the 30-yard line?
There was nobody. Like, and like you see open receivers. Like, there was just nobody around Dez. Like, somebody forgot to cover him.
I think he was the only one on that side of, like, midfield.
Nah. DeMarco Murray looking great again. 24 rushes, 100 yards, touchdown. Did have a fumble.
Another fumble.
That's just expected. He's going to fumble once a game. He's going to end up with 16 on the season, and everything's going to be fine. This week coming up, big test, though, against the Saints. Last week, Saints winning 21-9 over the Vikings. We know what the Saints can do. Hey, it's been a rough season for the Saints, you know, up and down. Didn't start very well, 0-2.
Suplexed.
And they call me the wrestling fan. I still think this is an offense you have to look out for. Maybe that defense isn't quite as spectacular as they want it to be. The Saints, when it started off the season, but with Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, Brandon Cooks doing his thing now. If y'all saw him last week as well, secondary
looking good.
Yeah, secondary is going to have to be on their game.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you said that we know what the Saints can do. That's completely true. But I think for the Cowboys, we don't necessarily know what they can do.
You know what they can do.
Season.
You just don't know who's going to show up.
But, I mean, to me, I think that they've gone past several expectations already this season, both on offense and defense, both good and bad. And stuff. So they're such, like, a spotty team that I really have no idea each week what they're going to do and what team they're really going to be. So.
Yeah, I agree. It just worries that secondary's giving up 250 yards a game. And, like, for Drew Brees, that's like, okay, I'll get that in, like, a quarter and a half, and then I'm going to hang another
like
250.
First
drive. Yeah, and then I'll hang another 250 on you guys. However, Saints defense, 29th versus the pass, 10th versus the run.
Not much better. Or
yeah, I mean, these teams are giving up a lot to the air. The Saints looking pretty good against the run, though. Do we still continue to feed Murray? I mean, we've seen it has results. You know, he's getting 100 yards. He seems to be able to handle the workload, not having to leave the field quite so much as last year. Obviously, injuries played a concern with that as well. But he's getting it done. He's getting in the end zone. I think you can live with the fumble as long as it's not like, you know, in the final 2 minutes of the game and it cost it to you.
He said he's going to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, Romo's been trying to figure out the interception
Jones
thing.
Treatment, like walking around the whole week with the football in his hand.
The program, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Good old movie. I like that. Actually, own that on VHS. I think they can get a win here.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
It's in New Orleans, isn't it?
Yes.
No.
No.
It is in New Orleans, but I don't think they win.
Oh. If it's in New Orleans, I thought I have it written down as it's in Dallas, but...
Might be, but...
My notes might be wrong. Hey, correct us. Twitter sphere out there. You love correcting us.
Hashtag worst
radio show ever, man. That's what we do. That's what we do around here. All right. Hey, well, you know what? Let's take a break. We're gonna regroup and then we'll come back and round out some NFL talk. And I will get to talk about my little misty-eyed